The so-called Truth in Taxation, or TNT, statements hit county mailboxes late last week, prompting a flurry of phone calls and emails to County Assessor Mary Black.
They're wanting to know why their property taxes, proposed property taxes, which statements just went out, why they're seeing an increase in their property taxes for 2011. This is just a preliminary, and that is actually sent out by the auditor's office to give taxpayers an idea of what their property taxes are going to be for 2011 so they can prepare themselves and start budgeting.
As Black said, the notice is preliminary. In fact, a close look at the statement shows no proposed tax for School District ISD 166. That amount will be set at a public meeting in December. Black said the tax increase does not reflect an increase in property taxes. In fact, quite the opposite.
We had a decrease actually in property values throughout the county. It was in the neighborhood of about 1%, which I know isn't much, but we did decrease the values that much. And our values are set as of January 2nd of any given year for taxes payable the following year. So the value that is on this TNT notice was set as of January 2nd, 2010, for what you will be paying your taxes on that value in 2011.
The assessor's office follows state laws restricting the valuation of properties and how their market value will be established. In the end, market value depends on sale price.
We were seeing that that properties were selling for less than what we have them valued for. And we have to maintain what is known as a sales ratio of 90 to 105% of the value, meaning that we need to have a value on a property that sells for $100,000 between $90,000 to $105,000. And when we get above that, 100%, in 105% especially, we have to decrease our values to get them down to 100%. We're supposed to value the properties at market value. So in an ideal world, we would have a value on a $100,000 property and it would sell for $100,000. But the Department of Revenue gives us that little bit of leeway. And, for years and years and years, we were seeing that properties were selling for much more than what we had them valued for, so we'd have to increase the values. But this last year, we did see that we were just slightly high, so we were able to bring them back slightly.
The proposed tax statement shows the anticipated county property tax, plus voter-approved levies and other local levies. Under the special taxing district line, the increase includes the tax levied by the hospital board, which is for 1 year and not subject to voter approval. The actual market value figures are reflected in a comparison box at the top right of the statement. Unless a property has been improved, the market value reflects a slight decrease.
And I told folks when they had called, your values can go down and your taxes can go up. And, this year, that actually happened.
The county will hold a public meeting on proposed taxes December 14th at 6 p.m. in the commissioner's room. ISD 166 will hold a public meeting the following evening, December 15th, also at 6 p.m. in the school's conference room. At that meeting, the levy passed by referendum November 2nd will be discussed and budgeted. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.